USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A group of GOP senators are calling for a slimmed-down COVID relief bill. 10 senators have written a letter requesting a meeting with President Joe Biden to discuss a much smaller relief plan. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News what it will take to get a deal done.
Republicans will be there for that which is good for the country, but they won't be there for payoffs to Democratic constituencies or just to check the box for a campaign promise the president made, which has no rationale in terms of economics.
More than 5,000 people protesting the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were detained by police today. Tens of thousands turned out to protest for a second weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken took to Twitter saying the U.S. condemns the persistent use of harsh tactics. Officials have also urged Russia to release Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry rejected Blinken's call as crude interference in Russia's internal affairs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
President Joe Biden wants schools reopened within his first 100 days. The question is it safe? USA Radio's Dan Naraki looks at a new study on COVID and the classroom.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are in place. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of that study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from break than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest, whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them, we got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci cautions that plan to reopen schools may not happen due to high COVID-19 transmission. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As of midnight tomorrow, masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday. Officials say people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has named the finalists for this year's Nobel Peace Prize: Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, the World Health Organization, and climate activist Greta Thunberg are among the nominees. The winners will be announced in October. USA Radio's Dan Naraki is here to tell us about a major trade in the NFL.
The blockbuster deal will send longtime Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams. L.A. will send quarterback Jared Goff, 2 future first-round draft picks, and a third-round pick back to the Lions, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stafford was drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009, spending 12 seasons with the club. Goff was also a number one overall pick in 2016. He led the Rams to the Super Bowl in 2018, his third season in the league. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.